This is The Conversation on HPR 2. I'm Chris Vandergrift.
I'm Beth Ann Kozlovich. Walk carefully in Waikiki and carry a big stick. You'll need it to draw your line in the sand to keep or reclaim the natatorium. The four-decades-old fight still continues, despite last week's show of solidarity with certain community groups, Governor Abercrombie and Honolulu Mayor Kirk Caldwell. Will the war memorial turn back to the beach? The mayor hopes so, and he's on the phone with us this morning. Good morning, Mr. Mayor.
Hey, good morning, Bethan. It's good to talk to you this morning. Just got back from selling newspapers for PAC this morning, and what a beautiful day out there and a lot of generosity shown by the community. And now we're on the radio with you talking about a very important issue in Waikiki, the natatorium.
Just another busy day.
Yes.
But let's talk about this natatorium issue, because it's not one that we haven't been talking about for, 45 years or so?
Yeah,
that's most of your life
now.
Since you were a little boy.
Yeah, you too.
Well, talk about this. How then do we try to move this into some level of reconciliation or compromise or just conclusion?
I think conclusion is the most important thing here. You know, this proposal that we're talking about, tearing down the pool, moving the arches, preserving the iconic arches and the memorial itself, is what came out of a task force that worked for almost a year back in 2009 and 10. And this task force is comprised of residents of Waikiki, veterans groups, and others, preservationists. And they took a vote, and the overwhelming majority of the people voted the best solution for the natatorium was to remove the pool, reestablish a beach, and celebrate the best thing about Waikiki, which is this open beach-like area, and preserve the memorial and the arches near the stone plaque that honors those who gave their ultimate sacrifice in World War One. That's what we're doing.
In some ways, this is really tearing a heart between the realities of cost to either restore it in some way, or to say, okay, we're going to leave the best part of it, which is the memorial itself, obviously relocated a little bit, and have respect for the monument. But getting caught in between that, there are groups of people who say they don't feel that they were really part of the process. Stanley Chang says, well, let's ask the constituents to weigh in, which is, in fact, sort of what they've kind of already done.
Right.
It seems as if there is always this movement to see if we do it one more time, maybe we'll find a way to make everybody happy. Is that really possible?
I don't think so. You know, one thing, Beth Ann, you know, the saltwater swimming pools were the rage back in the 1920s and 30s, and you could find them up and down the west coast of the United States and some on the east coast, too. And, of course, we had our natatorium here in Waikiki. But you look around this country, and most saltwater pools have gone by the wayside. The main reason is the health standards set today are so extreme that it is very expensive. So to rebuild the pool and maintain it properly, it's almost a $70 million undertaking versus demolishing the pool and putting in a beach is about $18.4 million. And, you know, I think we're doing something that the community wants to see done. At this point, we've shown great disrespect, as Governor Abercrombie said, by allowing the pool to decay over the past four decades. And to continue to debate and talk about what else we should do, and let's give it more time to raise money. We've had a lot of time for people to raise money to address doing something else with the pool. Not $1 has been raised. And I believe that this is something that's affordable, that the taxpayers of the city and county of Honolulu and the state of Hawaii are willing to pay. And think about this. Once it's done, when you stand on Waikiki Beach down by the Sheraton or the Royal and look towards Diamond Head, that iconic image that everyone around the world identifies with Hawaii, you no longer see a bunch of white bleachers blocking out the trees behind it. You'll see a beautiful beach with arches that you will actually get to see with eagles on the top. And people will know that's the memorial to those in World War One who gave their ultimate sacrifice for their country.
All that sounds perfectly lovely, unless you're talking to people who are friends of the Natatorium or Kapi'olani Park Preservation Society. Is there any way of being able to bring them into the fold, if not make them happy, but somehow to do something that would create some sort of compromise with them? Or is that really going to be simply out of the question because this has gone on for so long now that cost is just going to be the defining line?
Well, I think it's First, Copper Line Trust, my understanding could be wrong, but I think one of their board members was at the press conference and spoke very eloquently about the plan. And so I'm not certain that the trust is opposed to restoring a beach in that area. They are concerned about building facilities in trust land, but I'm not certain that they're opposed. The Friends of the Term are opposed. They have been opposed. The task force was comprised of community input, the very input that they want to have more of. And at the end of the day, I think just like anything in life, Beth Ann, when decisions are made, not everyone will be in agreement. But as long as it was open, there was discussion and input, we need to move forward. Otherwise, what can happen here is we can stall out a decision, spend another 30 or 40 years talking about whether everyone's concerns have been addressed. And at some point, the pool is going to crumble into the sea. It's on the verge. It has collapsed in areas. And that's the ultimate disrespect. And so I think this is a decision we can afford. It's a decision that is supported by the task force, as I mentioned, comprised by a lot of different stakeholders in the community. And I think while some people disagree, I'm hopeful that we'll be able to move forward finally after 40 years and restore a beach that everyone can use. I mean, beaches around this island are eroding. There's very few beaches that people who live in the community go to. In Waikiki, Kaumana Beach is one of those. And this additional beach, I think, will be an expansion of Kaumana Beach and will allow people to come down and enjoy themselves in Waikiki with their families, coming from the ahupua of Manoa, Makaukau, Makiki, Nu'uanu.
Mr. Mayor, though, Ololo. Do you think it's possible that we're going to actually see some conclusion to all this when you've got groups still threatening lawsuits that will perhaps protract this even further into the future to where the solution simply becomes the pool does crumble into the sea, although you may be saying enough already, they may be saying and certainly are not enough.
Yeah. You know, as when I was in private practice for 30 years, tell clients that people can always file lawsuits. If we follow the procedure appropriately, and the most important thing is doing a thorough, complete EIS, which will address many of the concerns that are being raised by those opposed to the natatorium being removed. And then we proceed expeditiously and openly through the fund, you know, getting funds from the state and county government. I believe we can move forward as mayor and working with the governor. We're going to work really hard to do exactly that,
right,
to finally come up with a solution and make a difference in this part of Waikiki once and for all.
Well,
but
I just
those
hope
who
that
want to challenge will be open to hear what they have to say.
I hope that we're all alive so we can see that solution. I'm sorry, Mr. Mayor, we've got to go, but thanks
no
so
problem.
Much for your time this morning. I know you have
Thank
to
you.
Go, too. Thanks.
Yes. Thank you, Beth Ann.
Aloha.
Okay, aloha.
Honolulu Mayor Kirk Caldwell was born in Waipahu, raised in Hilo, and before leaving Hawaii to study urban planning and economics at Tufts University, he came home to attend the UH Law School, was managing partner at Ashford and Wriston, and since 2002... has been in public service. How to serve a public divided over the future of the natatorium has been the issue no mayor has been able to answer, though, in 45 years.